What about the entire project of trying to prove God's existence? I remind you again that when we talked about God as creator in our earlier sessions, I reminded you of Colossians 1 saying that God has created everything visible or invisible. Now, everything's visible or it's not. That's called a tautology in logic. And it means everything. And that would include the laws by which we prove things. The laws of logic and mathematics, which are used to construct proofs and arguments. If God created those laws, then using those laws, applying them to God, and trying to prove His existence demotes God from being the creator of the laws to being another creature governed by the laws. I'm letting that sink in a bit. If God created the laws of proof, they don't apply to Him. And if you apply them to God, you're demoting Him to being just like all the other creatures governed by those laws which He created and built into the universe. So my objection is, whatever can be proven would thereby not be God. Whatever we can prove using logical thought or mathematical or both would not be the creator of the laws of logic or mathematics. So it won't do. It's a misguided project. The people who engage in it mean well. They're believers and they would like to show unbelievers that it's true that God's real. But they do it in a way that undermines the teaching of Scripture about God having created everything, even the laws of proof, the invisible laws. We don't see them sitting around in the room, but God created everything, not only the visible world, but everything that's invisible. And that includes the laws that govern it. And there is a tradition in Christian philosophy, thank God, that has made this point for a long time. The Orthodox theology has made this point, and John Calvin repeated it very clearly. God is not subject to laws, but isn't arbitrary either in His dealings with us. Think about this again from another standpoint. If we construct a proof, and we then say, okay, I accept it, I believe God exists, what is our trust really primarily in? God or the laws by which we've proven God exists? I think it would be the laws in which we've proven God. We're called on to have the entire faith and our whole being dedicated in love to God. Not the laws of logic, and now God has passed our logical credit check so we can believe He's there. No. We can't put our trust, even in logic, above trusting God. God's the creator of those laws. And we think that they're reliable and can lead us to truth because He created them and built His creation subject to them. That's one objection. Another objection is that offering proofs to have people come to faith in God is at odds with what the Scriptures themselves say about how people come to faith in God. They don't say, well, you look around the universe and you can just see that God made it all. They say things such as we've been talking about before. They say, this is what the gospel is, what we believe and know. It's repeated over and over in the New Testament. We have faith, we believe it, and we know it. It's not mere belief, it's belief that is also knowledge, because it's based on experiencing God. It's based on experiencing God. And we're going to talk about that some more. We already introduced the topic of religious experience. We've looked at some types of it, and I ended by focusing on another type, hearing God speak through His Word. And we're going to talk about that now in much greater detail in our next session.